Overthinking is solving problems that don't exist. And that is the thought for today. In 2021, it's definitely okay to talk about our mental health and happiness. Humans aren't meant to keep everything inside. It makes us sick. Maybe you're not feeling motivated right now and would like some tools to help. Whatever you need, don't be ashamed of normal human struggles, because you deserve to be happy. Now you don't have to worry about finding an in-person therapist near you. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't even have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Join the millions of people who are seeing what therapy is all about. See if it's for you, because you are your greatest asset. For a limited time, 7 Good Minutes listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/7goodminutes. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/7goodminutes. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, in our Wellness Wednesday segment, we learn how to stop being an overthinker. Enjoy.
So how do you think? In these cultures, definitely you have given too much significance to your thought process, too much. It's the Western philosophers who went to this extreme. You know, one of the, I think, the Renaissance philosophers said, "I think, so I exist." So that is the level of significance you've given for thought. But you tell me, from your own simple sense, you tell me, which is true? Is it because you exist you think, or is it because you think you exist? Because you exist, you think, isn't it? Because you have not known life any other way except thinking, now you have made it all important. Now, for me, there is no thought. If I simply sit here, I will sit here without a single thought on my mind. Does it mean I am not existing? I am existing, absolutely existing. Because I am existing in such a powerful way, thought is just a small happening for me. My thought is just a small happening for me in my life. I can think. It's not that I'm incapable of thinking. I can think, but still it is a very small happening, because my existence is far, far bigger than my thought. Now people are trying to make their thought far bigger than their existence. Thought being so important is a very unhealthy way to approach life. Initially it'll give you the thrill, because you can create a few things with your thought. See, if you generate a powerful thought, you can make certain things happen. You can have a certain power over other people and situations. This will give you a high, but it is not an ultimate solution to life. You may be effective in the world, but within yourself you're still a mess. What is the point? What is the point? Right now that's what you're doing with… See, with education and other things, your thought is developed to some extent. You're effective in the world, you can do things efficiently, you can earn money, you can be successful. Everybody thinks you're great, but you're a mess within yourself. This is happening to lots of so-called successful people, isn't it so? Yes? You see all the stars in the world, the whole world worships them and they think they're great, but most of them are just breaking down, isn't it? Looking good. You want to look good in 10 people's eyes. that's not going to change the experience of your life. If you sit here, you are absolutely blissful. This is what changes the experience of your life. What somebody else thinks about you, why is it so important? Or what you think about yourself, why is it so important? Whatever you think about yourself, whatever the whole world thinks about it, about you, has no existential relevance. Whatever you're thinking right now has no existential relevance. It is only psychological relevance, maybe social relevance, but no existential relevance, isn't it so? What you think, you can think whatever you want. I can think whatever I want. The whole world can think something about me. It has no existential relevance. It has only psychological and social relevance. So when we say a spiritual process, we are talking about an existential dimension, not a psychological dimension, not a social dimension. So, with thought, if you generate a certain amount of powerful thought, you can create certain life situations around you. But with that, you cannot know the ultimate. But there is something within you which wants to expand and know, isn't it? How much ever comfort you provide, how much ever well-being you provide from outside, there is something within you which will not settle. There's something within you which will not settle. It is just, you may avoid it. You may avoid it by watching the television. You may avoid it by going to the movies. You may avoid it by reading a book. You may avoid it in conversation with somebody. That's why you keep yourself so busy, just to avoid it. But if you sit down for some time, and just look at your life, you will see everything feels empty and you want to do something else. It's always there. Either you address it or you don't address it, but it's always there. You can use your thought to create physical situations, but you cannot existentially move on by using thought because it has only psychological and social relevance to life.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.